Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Beltway Blitz coming up on the Caps, the Wiz, and the Commanders. Capitals play tonight, and they're hot. The Wizards got their first ever NBA Cup win last night, and the Commanders are getting ready for Sunday Night Football with the Denver Broncos. All coming up on G&D's Beltway Blitz. Caller 10 right now at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning a $50 Paisanos gift card. Black Friday isn't just for big box chaos. Paisanos dropping their own deal. Use promo code BLACK50 and get 50% off all pizzas and all of their items all weekend long this Friday through Sunday. So enjoy it and enjoy that gift card if you're caller 10. Let's get to our Beltway Blitz. Caps Jets tonight, 7 o'clock, 3 hours from now. They'll drop the puck right here on the Fan. Ethan Cadeau of Monumental Sports joins us. Ethan, they're playing a lot better of late, huh?
Yeah, it seems like the last 2 weeks, Ovi's been scoring goals. Guys are stepping up in roles they maybe weren't pegged to be in at the beginning of the year, and they're playing their best hockey of the season. So hopefully they can keep it going tonight against the good Winnipeg team that's missing the two-time Vezina winner in Hellebuck. So it should be a good matchup. Looking forward to it.
Seems like things have opened up a bit in terms of both scoring goals that they're scoring, but also goals allowed and chances for the opponent. They were a pretty buttoned-up defensive team through the first, you know, a few weeks of the season. Kind of where are we at on that? Give me a state of the union on just sort of the style of play.
Yeah, I would say at the beginning of the year, the team's shooting percentage as a whole was really low. They just weren't getting any puck luck, which was kind of the opposite of everything that they got last year. The last few weeks, it's really been turning around. A lot more pucks are going in, and Spencer Carberry even said it this morning, like, some of the lines are not playing as well as they have, or they had been earlier in the year, but they're scoring, and when you score, that covers up a lot of the other deficiencies you may have, whereas when you're not scoring, say you make 12 good plays in a row, but you make one bad play on the 13th, and it's a puck in the back of the net, that's what matters the most. So I think as long as they're scoring, they're going to be okay. I mean, obviously, they're winning a lot more than they were at the beginning of the year, but the goaltending's still great. The defense, it's been better the last few games. It did hit a little bit of a hiccup a little bit ago, but I think they're trending in the right direction, moving up in the standings and kind of returning to the team or close to the team that we saw last year.
Ethan Cadeau of Monumental Sports, the Winnipeg Jets tonight, Maple Leafs on Friday, Islanders on Sunday. I don't want to say it's a soft schedule, but this is definitely a chance to put some hay in the barn, isn't it?
100%. I mean, I just mentioned it, but no Connor Hellebuck tonight. That's huge going up against the Winnipeg's backup goaltender. Toronto on Friday, they haven't been playing great at all. I did see Austin Matthews was activated off IR, so he should be coming back. That should be tough. And then the Islanders, I mean, that's a team you just got to beat. I know it's been close games the last few times they've played, but if the Caps want to be where the Caps want to get this year, that's a team they definitely have to win against.
How settled do we feel like the lines are at this point? I know there's always jockeying and changing based on injury and play, but do we feel like these are the combos that Carberry and company are going to go with?
Yes, until a few bad periods or shifts pile up. Because one thing I've learned about Spencer Carberry over the 3 years he's been here, he's not afraid to shift things up. I mean, even 10 days ago, if you had suggested that Justin Sordiff would be playing top six center minutes, everyone would have looked at you crazy. But now he's one of their most important people and kind of making that line buzz with Protas and Wilson when that line was struggling earlier in the year. So the lines look a lot different now than they did on opening night. And I do think by April 15th or whenever the season ends, they might look a lot different too. But I think that's one thing that Carberry's been really good at is adjusting lines on the fly and kind of working with different combos to try and find what works. So right now I think they're in a little bit of groove where they have four lines, they're comfortable rolling out. But I mean, once Nick Dowd returns, hopefully soonish, I know he was just put on IR, but it doesn't seem like that's a long-term thing. And then when Dubois does eventually return later in the year, things will definitely look different. But right now, I can't imagine them making any immediate shifts or switches unless they go down 4-0 and he's trying to find a spark or something.
Ethan, is this the end of the road for Ovi, do you think, final season?
I have no idea. I wish I knew the answer to you. And one thing I do know, he loves coming to the rink every day. And, I mean, he can score goals still with the best of them. So that's for him to tell. I'm not sure.
But what's your best guess? Do you think he'll play again after this season?
I wish I had a best guess. I truly don't know.
In terms of who needs to pick it up a little bit, is there anybody that comes to mind? I mean, obviously they've been rolling a little bit here lately. You know, one loss kind of notwithstanding over their last handful of games. But is there somebody you'd kind of go, hey, man, whenever you get a chance, let's pick up the business a little bit?
One guy I feel like maybe hasn't matched the production numbers-wise from last year so far has been Alexi Protas. I mean, he scored 30 goals last year. That's a big mark, and it sets an expectation, fair or unfair, that he can be a 30-goal scorer in the NHL. He's obviously not on pace for that right now, but I do think his line with Sordiff and Wilson is looking a lot better right now, and hopefully that turns into production soon.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Let's talk hoops. Bijan Todd, who covers the Wizards for Monumental Sports, joins us now. The boys got a win in the NBA Cup, huh? Finally.
First win in NBA Cup history for the Wizards, which is crazy because it was their 10th attempt at doing so, but second win on the season, and, you know, it's pretty easy to win when CJ McCollum drops 46 points, so a good win, and hopefully they can build on it with a second consecutive win because they play the Pacers on Friday, and the Pacers are struggling too, but definitely a good win last night, guys.
I was going to say, that's all it took, right, was 46 from some CJ McCollum, but shtick aside, there's no Trey Johnson for a little while. I'm really, really bummed about that, but, you know, so more minutes, more import maybe for McCollum to score for them, but what can you tell us about Trey Johnson, and when's he going to be back?
Yeah, so Brian Keith told us at practice 2 days ago that he has a strained left hip flexor, and it was actually something that Johnson has been dealing with since he was at Texas last year. He actually played with it through Summer League and through the first dozen or so games of this season, and that probably explains why he didn't play as many minutes as a lot of fans would have expected to start the year out, because he was playing through some pain. But the Wizards decided to shut him down for the time being. He's going to be reevaluated in a couple weeks, so I'm guessing by mid-December they're going to have him back, and if not then hopefully by Christmas. But he'll be out for the next handful of games here.
The CJ McCollum breakout performance was phenomenal, but there are other things that matter more, like Alex Saar's development. And he played awesome last night. I mean, a little bit silly that people were chanting MVP, but hey, Wizards fans got something to be excited about, so I'm happy for them. How about the way he's developing?
Yeah, I can't remember the last time MVP chants broke out for a Wizards player at Cap 1. That was pretty incredible. 27 points, 11 rebounds for him. Also going up against a guy who's bigger than him in Kristaps Porzingis. And I asked him about that after the game. I was like, does that change your approach at all when you're going up against someone huge like that? And he's like, no, I kind of just treat everybody the same. I want to be aggressive. And his aggression has been the best thing about his development because he's starting to play in the paint, you know, like he's 7 feet tall, which he is. He's starting to be a lot more aggressive defensively as well. And I agree with you, Grant, that his development, both offensively and defensively, along with Keyshawn George, I would say, is the two best elements of the Wizards season thus far.
Bijan, open-ended question here. What's Bilal Coulibaly's game? Like, I enjoy watching him. He's fast. It seems like he's going to be a pain in the butt on defense. I don't know what he is, though. And maybe does that matter?
I think it does matter, and it's a fair question, Danny, because I think the Wizards themselves are trying to figure that out. I think first and foremost, he's going to be that first line of perimeter defense.
Yep.
Like he held the Hawks' best player, Jalen Johnson, to 7 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds last night, and that's a huge reason why they won. He held him to 3 of 12 shooting. So when you take that out, when you take a Bilal Coulibaly out, it has massive reverberations throughout the rest of the team because other guys are going to need to step up defensively. When you put him in, makes everybody else at ease on the perimeter especially. So defensively, we know what he can be. Mm-hmm. Offensively, that's where the questions develop. Can he be a guy who you can give the ball and have him create his own shot? He hasn't showed a huge amount of that thus far in his career, but that's something that he can certainly develop. His shooting numbers this season are actually pretty good. Like, he's being moderately efficient for a player in his third year, and as David Aldridge would tell you, you know, the third year is the year where you can pretty much tell what a player is going to be. So we're going to see where his development takes him the rest of the year, but defensively, that's where he stands right now. That's his main gig.
Bijan, thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, bud.
Got it. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's round out the Beltway Blitz talking football. Our guy, Chris Russell. We just, a minute ago, we were packing up some of the food here because we got this amazing spread from the Great American Restaurants, uh-huh. Stupid Good Barbecue today. They've got all of your Thanksgiving needs covered, by the way, if you want to go to them for any sides this weekend. But we're packing some things in the refrigerator. We're walking through the hallway, and then I look out the window, and there was Russell knocking on the door. I said, Russell, what are you doing? He said, I heard you guys had some Stupid Good Barbecue, so he came to make a plate.
The smell, the odor, the odor. aroma.
The aroma.
Aroma is what he wanted to say.
Luann aroma.
Waffling, the Luann aroma was waffling onto Half Street. So I decided, you know what? I got to go see my boys. I got to go get some Stupid Good Barbecue. And God, was it good.
Pork smash, chili smash.
I love restaurants that have creative menu items. Yeah. I've never heard of pork smash, brisket smash, chili smash. I'm going to smash some of it.
It's so good, buddy.
So can I pick a bone super quick? Waffling is what Ryan Clary did when he offered a trade to Grant and then took it back. Uh-huh. You're looking for the word wafting. So the waffle means you don't know what you're doing. You can't make up your mind. The smell had its mind made up just fine. It was wafting.
It was wafting. You. Yeah, I don't want to say. Oh, I want to say aroma wafting.
Wafting.
The odor was waffling.
The odor was waffling. The odor could offer a trade, then took it away.
Yeah, that's fair. Anyway, you guys are so lucky. You guys are so fortunate. Thank you for being nice enough to share a little bit of it with me. And it's good to see you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, we're thankful for your palship for sure. Hey, Reaney, is Jaden Daniels going to play in Minnesota a week from Sunday?
I get the sense that that is at best 50-50 right now. I know you guys are going to that game, correct?
We will be, thanks to the good people over at our law firm, Condorian Murrah.
Yeah, we're Minnesota guys.
That's one of the stadiums that I have not seen because I was unfortunately present at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome when too many times. Almost got into a fight with a dude there
I
in the press
there
box.
For that
yes,
near fight.
Yes, that was fun.
That was fun.
I forgot his name, but he
I know his name.
Was it a press box fight or a press box to fan fight?
No, it was press box fight. Ben Gessling.
Ben Gessling, that's right. He used to work here, right?
He covered the Nats at one point.
Yeah,
in time.
Yeah. He was a jerk that night. So I've never gotten to US Bank Stadium. I don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to be there either. Just from the standpoint of, guys, if he's not physically cleared to take on contact, which there's no contact in practice, we've got to get to a point where he's physically and medically cleared for contact. But I don't know how they do that, right? Is it just, all of a sudden he's got a certain range of motion in his elbow. All of a sudden if we brace him up, it's not going to be anything that's going to happen. I don't know how they exactly determine that. To me, that seems a little bit confusing and maybe something that's going to be a little bit more shrouded in secrecy, a little bit shrouded in mystery, the unknown, what have you, because there's no real way they can know if Jaden Daniels is 100% safe to play, right? Because there's no way they can possibly tell whether he's going to brace his elbow or not, or fall awkwardly, or get dragged down because he doesn't get rid of the football, or whatever the case might be. So I think this is going to take a little bit more time than people want it to. My guess is, at this point, my guess, not my Ben Gessling, he stinks. My guess is that this is going to take to the Giants at MetLife Stadium before we see Jaden Daniels.
Russell, I know you're known as a you know, borderline team representative, and it's never the coach's fault, and the organization knows best.
Borderline team representative.
Help me.
I like how you phrase that.
No, I'm saying not exactly one, but like borderline.
You're not an employee, but you're a part-time employee.
I mean, it's so funny for all the criticism that I got over so many years of bashing their brains out that I'm now a borderline team representative.
Yeah, I mean, it was a gentle bashing. Yes. But the point of the dude's story is, as you are adjacent to the lot that is the team and their messaging,
yes,
help me understand the upside of why they do their injury messaging the way that they do. In other words, I understand you can't give everything away, right? But if you set a date and then that day it turns out it's not going to happen, you go, hey, man, it didn't work. We're going to need another week. Everyone's mad for 10 seconds, but then they move on. They leave this kind of open-ended, like, the return to play metrics, John. And like
We're not going to miss a step.
We're not going to miss a step. Like, what does it mean?
Yeah.
What's the upside? Help me understand.
Just the ambiguity is confusing. There's no doubt about it. I guess the only thing that I could say is if you say, hey, on December 1st, I'm going to lose 5 pounds and you lose 3 pounds, then what are you considered? You're a failure or you're wrong or whatever. And I guess they feel by keeping it cloudy, by keeping it shrouded in some sort of mystery, that A, they don't stick themselves to a certain date. So everybody goes, see, you said December 1st and here it is December 10th and he's still not back. What are you guys doing wrong? Or is there a problem? Is he soft? Is he this? Is he that? So I get why they do that. But to your point, Danny, overall, just a little bit more transparency. Just a little bit more transparency.
Because here's what you could do to your point.
Nice.
I understand if you go, he will be back, I'm making up a date, December 5th, and he's not, then you go, oh, you suck. What if you just said, we're hoping to have him next week?
You could say that.
And if it doesn't, and if that doesn't happen, you didn't stick your you know what on the table.
Unfortunately, I think people take a lot of times we're hoping, we think, we might, whatever, some phrases like that as gospel. And they can't get off of that. So maybe they feel, whether this is a Dan Quinn thing, an Adam Peters thing, a Sean DBR, how do you say his last name? I love Sean, but DBR.
Paul DiBiase.
Yeah, Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. This is a Sean D thing, I don't know who's, but here's what I know. Not only is that weird, but the whole Noah Brown thing still pisses me off. I don't know how you butchered that as badly as they did. And I know Noah Brown's semi-insignificant, but I don't know how you butchered that. The Terry McLaurin thing, now he's been gone, 8 weeks this year, and you haven't put him on IR yet. I don't know. There's been just a lot of weirdness out of that place this year. Weirdness that we didn't have last year. Weirdness that, unfortunately, we're accustomed to, but weirdness that we didn't have last year.
Reenie, as always, thank you for being just outside the window right when we needed you to be.
It was waftling.
For the Beltway Boys.
Wafting? Wafting?
Guessling waffling.
Yes. There.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We will take our first dive into picking tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day football games next on G&D.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I got a tweet here from Chris in Hyattsville who says, best draft by net value. The lowest score is best. He's got Clary's Plate at minus 48. I don't know how his scoring worked exactly, but he's got Pecan Pie. I guess because it's like golf, right? So he says Pecan Pie was taken 16 slots below where it should have been taken on his big board. And so you get enough of those minuses, then the higher your minus score, the better. So he had Ryan at minus 48. Biggest reach of the draft, he says, Darris taking unranked deviled eggs with the fourth pick, plus 22 in net value. Other draft notes, 9 side dishes drafted, 7 desserts drafted, 4 proteins selected, 2 breads, 2 vegetables. By the way, 2 vegetables is pretty stunning.
There are way more veggies than you'd think.
I took Brussels sprouts. What was the other veggie?
Cauliflower.
I took both.
Yeah.
Cauliflower mash. That's not really that much of a vegetable, though. There's a lot of butter.
Pretty vegetable-y.
By the time it's all said and done, that's just mashed potatoes. Healthy.
Again, you can tell yourself whatever you have to.
1 wild card, deviled eggs, that got drafted as well. Well done. Nice breakdown from him there.
See, I like the talking head analysis.
Yes.
But I also love the numbers analysis.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Data.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Big data.
Missed any part of our full Grant and Danny Thanksgiving food draft in the 3 o'clock hour. Go back and grab the audio, podcast it wherever you get your audio this evening. It'll be there for you. Wanted to get into the games coming up tomorrow. So let's go through them. First, the early game. Do we know why Packers-Lions got moved from noon to 1, by the way? As long as I can remember, the early Thanksgiving game started at 12 or 12:30.
So I don't have a good answer for you. I was actually trying to look that up to figure out why. No, I don't see any spokesmaning or anything like that. I'm going to do my best. I think the 8:20 game, and everybody's working back from that, right? So your primetime game, they decided they didn't want primetime at 7-something because people are used to primetime being at 8:20, and that's the time it's got to start. So if that does that time, that means your late afternoon has got to be 4:30, which means the regular one needs to be at 1. Again, I'm not agreeing with it, but maybe that's what happened.
12:30, 4:30, 8:20.
I don't know if it's always been 8:20.
Sure it has. When else would you have started it?
The same stagger.
No, I don't think so. Because the primetime window is like Monday Night Football is 8:15 or whatever.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football is 8:20. That's just when the night games start. East Coast. So I don't think that part has changed. Anyway, it's going to be a good game. And by the way, both teams really need it. Specifically the Detroit Lions. News today that Frank Ragnow is going to come out of retirement, the longtime starting center for Detroit. They're having major offensive line issues, specifically on the interior. Look, the Lions lost to the Vikings. That looks really, really bad going back less than a month ago. Then they shredded the Commanders, their only really impressive game in the last month. Then they lost to the Eagles in what was not only their worst performance, but probably the worst quarterbacking performance by anybody all season. When Jared Goff went like 9 for 61.
Yeah, it's the worst since Jared Goff in the playoffs last year.
And then that's a good bit. And then the Giants 34-27 win was an overtime game where they had to come scratching and clawing to get back into that when they were down with a couple of minutes to play.
Yeah, down most of the game.
They needed a 59-yard field goal in the final minute to send that to overtime. If Jake Bates misses, then you lose to the Giants in that game, and you've lost 3 of 4, and you're 6 and 5. Instead, they're 7 and 4 playing Green Bay. I still think that the winner of this game is probably going to win the division, respectfully to the Bears. Now, if they were to somehow beat the Eagles on Black Friday, coming up in 2 days, then I'll change my opinion. But if they lose, like I think they're going to, and they're 8 and 4, they only play one more team that isn't a playoff team the rest of the way. I think they go 10-7. I think either Green Bay or Detroit gets to 11 wins.
So looking at both the schedules here, for Green Bay, obviously Detroit this week we're talking about, Chicago at Denver, Chicago again, Ravens and Vikings. Now, the Vikings at the end of the season, who knows, a bit of a wild card. Who knows who's quarterbacking for them at that point. But everybody else is either in the playoffs or fighting for it. Pretty tough down the stretch run here for Green Bay. Okay, look at Detroit. Obviously, again, Green Bay tomorrow. Dallas at the Rams, Steelers, Vikings, Bears. Arduous, but not as much. The games that they've lost here, I don't think there's a ton of shame in losing a one-score game to the Chiefs. They lost at Kansas City when Kansas City was pretty desperate. Again, yeah, that Minnesota one is their worst loss, and it caused play-calling duties to change. But they still haven't played all that well here of late, kind of their blowout against Washington notwithstanding. And they're injured. They're beat up defensively. They're kind of losing a step. So I don't really trust Detroit. I feel like Green Bay isn't that great either, but I think they're going to win this division, even if they don't win tomorrow night.
Derek says he's got some info on why the game moved to 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so Roger Goodell actually announced back in April, via the Pat McAfee show, oddly enough, that they did want to resemble traditional Sunday NFL windows. So that's why they have made the move. They wanted it to resemble traditional 1 o'clock, 4:25, 8:15 kickoff windows, as it would be on Sundays.
So I need that "but why" meme. But why? It's not Sunday. It's Thursday, and it's special, and it's Thanksgiving, and noon was perfect. That's when we need the game to start. The parade ends at 10-something. You know, people are cooking in the kitchen. There's people kind of walking around enjoying themselves. What are you looking at me weird for? What, you've never heard of the Thanksgiving Day Parade?
It ends at noon.
The Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yeah.
Okay, all the more reason. It ends at noon. And then you click right over to the football game.
No, you need a little time in between to get stuff done. I mean, see, this is the problem. The NFL overruns everything.
God forbid you look away from the parade for 6 minutes.
That's the best part at the end when Santa Claus comes out.
A tier three country act might lip sync. We can't miss that.
Here's what happens on the parade. It's on in the background. You look up four times. You see something interesting. And then you look away.
This is fun. A high school marching band is going to be singing their version of Bruno Mars' Millionaire.
How many musicals,
fart noise,
performances, how many dumb musical performances does Reenie need to lock in on?
You can take the first 2 hours of the parade and throw it in the trash. The last hour is great. With Santa Claus and the rest of it.
And the rest of it. It's a bunch of musical performances in musicals nobody's ever heard of.
It's 10 seconds of them.
By the way, it's a tradition, unlike most others.
Yes.
I will watch it. I will have it on in the room. But the idea that, like, I can't get anything done. Not right now, hon. The parade is on. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you got to spend time with the kiddos. The kiddos love it, right? I mean,
they love it for the 9 seconds that Bluey's making his way down that.
I haven't met a kid that's into it. I haven't. Now, maybe it's my family, extended family. Not one of those kids that I'm aware of. Nieces, sons.
Here's what's going to happen.
I'm surprised the NFL hasn't tried to run a game opposite of the Macy's Thanksgiving
Day. Well,
now
you're talking. You get me out of that thing?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
That means it's a morning game, Danny. We know how you feel about 9:30 a.m. football.
Listen, I'm getting in a fight either way, so I'll take football if I have to.
My kids love fleeting moments of the parade when their guys are on TV. So, like, tomorrow, there's going to be some Wicked for Good performance with, like, Cynthia Erivo, and she's going to be singing, and my daughter's going
All-Pro
to
Revo?
Be, absolutely.
Isn't
she's going to be locked in, right? When that happens, for about 112 seconds, we're all in. Then we're on to the next thing. Hey, guys, guess what? Bluey's on TV. We're back in for about a minute, maybe less, while, like, Craig Melvin or someone's like, Bluey costs $8,000, and there's 1,400 pounds of air. Here's Bluey, and then like Chance the Dog or Rapper or whoever, you know, whoever the next person
Chance
is.
Chance the Dog.
Yeah, Chance the Dog will come down. So that's the parade. I mean, it just goes like that for a couple hours, and it's over. But
man,
if you're Chris Russell, only during commercial breaks
can't miss it.
You scurry away to do something.
Can't miss it. I'm thirsty, but I can't miss who's next.
You forget how many moms, how many women are watching that don't give a rat's ass about the stupid Detroit Lions.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about
why are you insulting women? What happened?
Yeah, by the way, what did women do to you?
Women didn't do anything.
We're a pro-women show. Be careful.
No, I didn't say anything bad about women. I said you have no idea how many women are watching that show that the parade, that's why it's 3 hours. That's why it's such a big deal. That's why it's more important than the NFL. And the NFL is trying to distance itself from
that. It's more important than the NFL?
Yes. Oh, Santa Claus coming out at the end is the best. It makes me cry every year.
What TV numbers do you think the parade does?
Oh, God.
I bet you it does good numbers. It does good numbers. It's, I mean, because it's on in the background everywhere.
Better than
Lions,
Packers?
Is it on the Big Data Plus?
No.
It's not getting better numbers than
no. Lions Packers, big numbers.
Lions Packies is getting better numbers.
What game is going to get the biggest numbers tomorrow? Is it Chiefs Cowboys?
Well, Chiefs Cowboys is going to get 45 yeah. plus million.
4 o'clock window.
Or plus the prime time piece.
Fake numbers, but 45 plus
I'm
million.
I'm sure it's fake.
Yeah, all right, it is.
The Thanksgiving Day parade, let's see. It says one house watches it in Loudoun County. That's you, Rainey. It's your home. You're the one in America.
I'm the one guy in Loudoun County.
I can't find any numbers for you.
Yeah, I've never seen ratings on that. Of course, we know ratings are full of crap, but yeah. I mean,
you know,
a lot of people are watching.
On this end of the hall, we admire ratings. Or, you know?
It's the lifeblood.
We take ratings very seriously around these parts.
You do?
You be careful.
It's funny.
You watch what you say around
all
here.
Right, okay.
Big ratings, guys.
I said television ratings.
Okay. Right.
Not podcast ratings.
Yeah, very different. But just to go back to the original point, will you actually do a little work, Rini, tomorrow during the parade? Or are you actually going to lock in? Like, you'll have it on in the background.
Yeah, right? It'll be on. It'll be on, but I've got to smoke the turkey and the big green egg. And go. I mean, you know, yeah, I gotta massage the sausage underneath the chicken, underneath the turkey skin. Yeah, I mean, that's what I got to do.
I mean, this is a family show. That sounds.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's a little. It's a little.
You take your smut out of here.
The follow up to that was it's little. By the way, think about that.
I was trying to think of what to say that was family friendly.
Yeah,
and
so
that
just kept
it's a little. It's a little sensual.
That's what matters.
To massage the sausage underneath
Chris,
the breast.
My God,
I don't.
Just saying.
My God,
that's real interesting.
Man,
I want to get back to the NFL.
You guys are disputing what
we
I did
could do
for
that
sure.
next. He's Danny Ruye, and I'm Grant Paulson. That was Chris Russell. If anybody's upset, that was Chris Russell. This is The Fan. Mm.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
at 6 o'clock tonight, right here on Grant and Danny, taking you up to 6:30 on The Fan. We'll catch up with one of the members of the Broncos beat to scout Denver. That is an elite defensive team. They are number one overall on defense. They are number one against the run. They're top three against the pass. Far and away the most sacks. But their offense will keep you in the game. They've had to come from behind to win five of their last eight wins in a row here. They're tied with the Patriots for the longest winning streak in football going into Sunday Night Football. So we'll get the latest on them when we scout the opponent coming up at 6.
Are we talking about football?
We are.
Football coverage on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
We will get back into the three Thanksgiving Day games tomorrow in the NFL in just a moment. I did want to bring up what better way to celebrate the holidays and what we're thankful for, I guess, than this awkward transition, but next coach fired in the NFL odds. Raheem Morris is up to number one on the board at minus 150.
Yeah.
Atlanta's in some trouble here. Now, they did get a win against the New Orleans Saints this past week with Kirk Cousins quarterbacking. They play the Jets this weekend. That's a 1 o'clock game in the Meadowlands. And that's another game they'll be favored in. They should win. The Jets are 2-9. So they just snapped finally a five-game losing streak. And maybe if you beat the Jets after beating the Saints, back-to-back wins, the Wolves walk away from the doors where they've been howling for a little while for some changes. But Michael Penix is hurt. I think the issue is way higher than Raheem, who has not done very well. His clock management's baffling. Every time I watch them, there's something ridiculous done, and I go, come on, man. I love you. Why does it have to be so hard to defend you all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Just do things normally, right? But how does their GM, Terry Fontenot, not lose his job? You spent $100 million on Cousins, then immediately drafted Penix in the top 10, and you're not going to have a quarterback this offseason because Penix is probably not back in time for week one. Cousins, because of the contract, has to be released. He's not going to want to come back. Not that necessarily that would be a fit anyway with their offense and Zach Robinson, although they made major changes to it to help him this week. But think about that, Danny. You're paying out the wazoo on dead money to Cousins, and you drafted Penix at 8 overall, and week one next year, the starter will be neither of those two guys probably, which means you have to bring in somebody of note. You have to bring in somebody with some acumen because you can't just have like a third-string type quarterback start a month or 6 weeks at the beginning of the year until Penix is ready.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns say hi. I mean, that's what they do. It's always something like that. They're paying five guys to play quarterback for them that aren't their current quarterback. So, yeah, it is a mess there. And, you know, Raheem Morris is in charge of it. So it's probably not all his fault, I'm sure, but what it looks like, the controllables and the way that team competes on a weekly basis, there were 2 weeks in a row with a bye week in between where you go, all right, that group's really impressive. Really, you can give them a month from the middle of September, that weird loss to Carolina where they were terrible. So, you know, I excuse that. You go, okay, they won 3 out of 4. They were dominant against Minnesota, especially defensively. They were dominant against Washington, where it was a one-score game, but it wasn't if you saw it. And they were dominant against the Bills. And you go, they're going places. This is happening. And then that swoon hit where they lost five straight games. Again, they were not outscored by a million points like Washington was, but a couple different games, they were non-competitive. They got blown out by the Dolphins. You're going, I thought we turned a corner. I thought we were better than this. The answer is, resoundingly, we were not. Offensively, they were broken for the better part of a month. As you said, they made some adjustments, but a little bit too little, a little bit too late.
I don't think he gets fired in season, though. I do think he loses his job at the end of the year.
I do, too.
Raheem Morris ends up being on the list of guys that have been fired. So right now, we've got two openings with Brian Daboll and Brian Callahan both fired. Right, so you got the Titans and the Giants. I think Atlanta comes open. That's three. The Bengals and Zach Taylor, does he lose his job when they miss the playoffs after another Burrow injury?
I think so. And whether it's, again, fair or not, because Burrow's hurt and that was it, but you have to remember it wasn't really good with him, and it just sort of feels like yet another year where they get off to a horrendous start despite him trying something different. It may be time for the organization to try something different.
I just also think that's such a great job because you have Joe Burrow. There's not a single person in the league that would turn down the Bengals head coaching job. You mean to tell me there's not a better candidate in the industry than Zach Taylor? With all the sample we have now, there's nobody that could do a better job hiring D coordinators, recruiting D coordinators, having somebody come in there that wants to work with them on the defensive side than Zach Taylor. I just think it's too good an opportunity to have an opening to say, who wants to be Joe Burrow's head coach? That's what you're looking for. If your guys, and I don't know if Cliff Kingsbury is going to be a hot name getting interviews or not, but if you're Kingsbury or these top OCs like Ben Johnson the last couple of years, if you're leaving, which he chose not to for multiple years, which Cliff chose not to last year as the big candidate, you need to link up with a quarterback. So no one's going to say no to Joe Burrow. So I think that one becomes open. That would be four. I think Jonathan Gannon gets fired in Arizona. He's 3-1 to be the next coach fired. I could even see that being in season if they lose three or four in a row and it gets ugly. But to me, that will be an open job at the end of the year. He's not even bad. It's not like he's been terrible. They're competitive in a lot of games, but you're spinning your tires. They're stuck in neutral.
Yeah, they're still, whatever this is, they're doing it.
I think by now, 3 years in, you should know, is this someone who could win a Super Bowl leading our program? It does not feel that way to me with Jonathan Gannon.
It does not. And again, I think it's just as much a GM issue as it is a head coach issue. So, you know, who knows? But, I mean, they've had some guys develop. I mean, Michael Wilson has come out of nowhere. He's like the new Michael Thomas, kind of 2.0. But they're just not great on the other side of the ball.
You agree that he's out?
I do.
So we're at five. Generally, there's like seven-ish, six, seven, eight openings in the league. The next one, 6-1 odds. Next coach fired. This is Bet Online. Kevin Stefanski.
I'm surprised he's not higher, frankly.
You've been saying all year you think he's going to get fired like every single week.
Yeah.
I actually don't think he gets fired. He's a two-time coach of the year. They didn't have a quarterback. It's not his fault they went and got Deshaun Watson unless he was standing on the table and demanding they do that. I'll bet you he stays, especially if Shador shows something down the stretch here.
This, to me, is a lever that somebody can pull to get the blame off themselves. This is an organizational issue. I think Kevin Stefanski is perfectly fine. I don't know if he's great, bad, anywhere in between. No one can win there right now, the way that stuff is going on. Again, they're paying tens of millions of dollars to a guy that's not going to play for him.
Yeah, you bungle quarterback that badly, you have no shot.
You've got no chance. With a defense that's that good, I think it's just a lever that someone's going to pull to be like, oh, it's that guy's fault, just to buy themselves some more time.
Is Pete Carroll one and done with the Raiders? I say no way.
I don't think so.
He should be, by the way. He's the oldest coach in the NFL. They brought him in so that they didn't bottom out. They brought him in basically, let's make sure we go 9-8 and have a shot in December. Same reason you go get Geno Smith. He's been terrible. The Pete Carroll thing's not working. This has backfired. Tom Brady's first shot running a show, by the way, in an offseason, could not have gone worse than what happened with the Raiders this year, who are a complete debacle. But I think Pete Carroll gets another shot and comes back next year.
I do, too.
Mike McDaniel, Dolphins, yay or nay?
Fired.
I think so, too. That's job number six. Mm-hmm. Is Aaron Glenn one and done with the Jets?
Yes.
You think so?
I do.
Oh, wow. I say no to that.
Again, I don't think
he's... Former player there, good relationship with the owner, Woody Johnson. I don't think they're going to want to embarrass him like that.
I think this is how is this so bad? I need answers. Woody, I think, because I think we underestimate the irrational actor, Woody Johnson factor, where he'll walk in, just be pissed off because somebody made fun of him at golf or like one of his private jets. He's like feet up with a Mai Tai and someone's busting his chops. He'll go running into the GM's office and go, what the hell's going on? And somebody's head's going to have to roll.
So we're at a half dozen or so. Is there a surprise opening in the NFL? Like, remember last year I told you that I had heard from somebody that, like, Todd Bowles might retire. Now, this didn't come to fruition. We never talked much about it on air. But I'd heard that Tampa job might come open. And the reason it was interesting was this person was telling me, hey, there's some scuttlebutt that maybe Bowles is done, doesn't really want to keep doing this. And if that job's open with Baker Mayfield, maybe Cliff Kingsbury, who coached him in college, would want to go to Tampa. Now, it didn't end up materializing. I did see that, what's her name? The girl that defends Shador Sanders. Josina Anderson. Very good. I shouldn't say the girl. Very good reporter. Very well known. But Josina Anderson says that a random head coach, like an unnamed head coach, has told her that there's a chance like he's out at the end of the year. And she said it was like a long-time NFL head coach. I don't even know the definition of long time. But other than like Mike Tomlin, who's one of the longest tenured coaches in the league, or John Harbaugh, like Bowles would be kind of on that next group. He's been there for 5-6 years. And the reason I bring him up is based on, you know, the rumblings of a year ago that were kind of making their rounds. So I don't know. I wonder what that is. But there's always that one opening that you don't see coming where everybody's shocked because of either a firing or someone stepping down. Bruce Arians. There's always one.
Yeah. I'm going to throw out a couple of names. And again, this is the irresponsible, could you see this happening craziness type thing? I'm not calling it. Sean McDermott in Buffalo. It's just been a lot of time.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened. Maybe they're worse now than they were when their window was wide open, et cetera. Right? That's a name that again, I would be stunned if that happened, but maybe.
Yes. I would move on from him. I don't really think they will. I'd bet against it. The odds are plus, not minus. But I would. I mean, it's the same reason as Joe Burrow. You mean to tell me there's not a better person on planet Earth to give you a chance to win a Super Bowl next year than running it back in year 9 or whatever it is with Sean McDermott? I just disagree. Go get me a hotshot play caller that gets along with Josh Allen and let it rip.
The last one, totally responsible. I haven't heard anything to the contrary, or even not to the contrary, anything on this at all. This would be a stunner. What if Andy Reid says, you know what, I just can't anymore? Someone who's done it at such a high level, who's been unbelievable, where it just feels like this era, this window has kind of closed right. A little bit with like my superstars, my guys. I no longer have the old faithful of Travis Kelce to bail me out anymore. Mahomes is still great, but let me pass the torch to somebody else.
That would just be the wife wants me at home.
Right.
Or like, it just doesn't feel that good.
Yeah, I can't get out of bed and go 14-3 automatically anymore.
And I'm not coaching 79-hour weeks anymore. I've done it long enough. Don't see it, but I get it. That's the category we're talking about. Grant and Danny with you on The Fan, getting ready for week 13 and a Thanksgiving Thursday in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.